There's no business like EDA business. Hey there. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. With the Design Automation Conference just a couple short weeks away, am I going to see you at DAC this year? We welcome Bob Smith from the ESD Alliance to Fish Fry. Bob and I are talking about why the Electronic System Design Alliance joined forces with SEMI this year, the ESD Alliance's plans for DAC, and plenty about wine. So let's go. Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good to talk to you again.
Thank you so much. Okay, so first off, Bob, give me a quick update on what the ESD Alliance is all about.
Oh, good question. So the ESD Alliance stands for Electronic System Design Alliance. We used to be known as EDAC, or the Electronic Design Automation Consortium, which was actually started back in the very late 80s. And it was, as you can guess from the name, EDA Consortium. It was a very EDA-centric group. It was formed as a nonprofit trade group to allow, frankly, companies in the EDA space that, although they compete with each other day to day, they could also get together in a forum and discuss industry issues that would affect everybody, like piracy or export laws or, you know, which trade shows do we want to support. We changed the name and the mission about a year and a half ago to Electronic System Design Alliance to recognize that while EDA remains critical to what we call the design ecosystem, there are other pieces that are just as critical, such as IP, embedded software, design services, etc. And so, in essence, what we did is we broadened the scope of the market that we address. And we provide the same thing. We provide this forum for companies to get together, work on issues. We do a lot of work to foster networking and also promote both entrepreneurs and startup companies, you know, trying to help them get their feet on the ground and get going. In a nutshell, that's it. We're a sponsor of the Date Show in Europe. We're a sponsor of Design Automation Conference. We publish the market statistics report, which tracks EDA and IP and software sales and so forth.
Very cool. So, Bob, I heard that SEMI and the ESD Alliance are joining forces. Is that right?
That's correct. We have signed a joint memorandum of understanding in mid-April. So, yeah, there's an interesting story behind that. SEMI is an even older organization than EDAC was, very large. They're also a nonprofit, and their original focus was the semiconductor equipment manufacturing industry. So, you know, think about all the big machines and analytical tools used in a semiconductor fab. They realized 3 to 4 years ago that there was really a bigger thing going on, which was the whole electronic product chain from design through manufacturing. And in fact, they were seeing that, hey, these things are getting closer and closer together. You know, great example. You can't do a modern small geometry, let's say 7-nanometer design, without a lot of thought about the manufacturing and, you know, how's it going to be packaged and how do you make it actually work in volume. So about 2 years ago, they changed their mission to say, well, we're not just about the equipment anymore. We're about the whole space. And this happened about the same time we were redefining EDAC to be design ecosystem. We knew the people at SEMI. We've done some collaboration with them. And the more we talked, the more it became obvious that we really owned and understand the design ecosystem, and that was critical to them to enable their broader mission. And so the more we talked, the more we realized it would be good for everybody all the way around. It gives us a bigger global footprint. It gives our members more benefits and so forth. So, you know, I could go on and on about it, but it was really kind of serendipitous because here's a much larger organization that says, okay, well, now we want to be this, but oh, we really don't, you know, have a whole lot of people that understand design, and then ESDA does, and we have a similar view of the market. Why don't we get together? So that's essentially what started the whole discussion and led to us saying, yeah, we're going to join forces with it.
So do you think the members of either organizations will see a change?
Well, I do, and I think a change for the better. One thing that the SEMI folks had told me all along was that they were finding a lot of their membership was getting more and more interested in having access to people that were on the design side for these very reasons that, frankly, design and manufacturing is like two magnets getting close to each other. They're getting drawn together. And they kind of told SEMI, hey, you need to figure out how to get us more access to design or get more involved with it. And then for our members, having access to, you know, even bigger companies that are building products and everything is really valuable. So it's really, in a sense, kind of cross-pollinating the whole design and manufacturing side. I can tell you for our members, it's great because not only will they still have all the same benefits they've gotten from ESDA, but as we transition them into semi-membership, they can get involved in, you know, any of the semi things that are going on as well. They have some pretty interesting groups going in, one in automotive. They do a lot of work in flexible hybrid electronics. They have a group that works on MEMS and sensors. And, you know, all of that would come to our membership as well, not to mention all of semi's global trade shows that they put on. So it's a real win-win, and actually for our members, it's really a boost in, you know, what they get out of the membership.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about that Design Automation Conference. What are your guys' big plans for DAC this year?
Well, for us, actually, there's two interesting things going on. Obviously, for ESDA, if everything stays according to plan, and it looks like it will, we'll be showing up as ESDA, but our signage will show that we're a semi-strategic association partner. So what that means is, yes, we're part of semi, but we still retain our same charter, our mission. Our board actually becomes our governing council, but we set our own plan and direction and go forward and better able to leverage off of some of the stuff that semi offers. It was like they have footprints all over the world. We don't. So that's one part of it. And I'm sure, you know, we'll be talking to a lot of people about how do we plan to really grow ESDA. The other thing I'm just going to mention, because it's something that we have been completely involved in driving, is this new initiative area at DAC called the Design Infrastructure Alley. I just call it DIA for short. We have now brought in exhibitors that have never exhibited at DAC before, like Google, Microsoft, AWS, Amazon Web Services, Dell EMC, as well as some of the EDA companies are also going to have separate exhibits in that area and other companies that are providing goods and services. The theme of this whole area is, well, we all have a pretty good idea what chip designers do. You know, they're under the gun, they work on these fabulous chips, but what about all the tools they use and the storage requirements and 24/7, always up, high performance, compute farms, job scheduling, storage management, license management, all these things. There's a whole army of people out there and an industry that supplies those pieces. Obviously, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft are all heavily in the cloud, and we are starting to see a lot of movement now, finally, in chip design going to cloud. So we're really excited about it. ESD Alliance worked very hard with Derek McGill, who is a senior Qualcomm guy and is one of these people that runs these big environments, and proposed it to DAC. I will tell you, when we finally kind of carved out the area and they said, okay, you can do this, we were very nervous, but I'm happy to say that we completely sold out, ran out of space. We wanted to have one sponsor for our theater. I think we have two or maybe three. Obviously, the proof's in the pudding, and we sure hope a lot of folks that would not normally come to DAC will. But I can already tell you there's a lot of excitement about some of the discussions going on around cloud, and having three of the big vendors there is really important. It's going really well, and I would say just from a sales standpoint, sales are up quite a bit over last year, I think almost 30% now. I mean, it's a lot of work, but what's really fun is this summer, we're just kicking off, I'm calling it our summer music series, and starting this Saturday, we'll have live music at the Tasty Room every Saturday until the end of August. And then there's one or two Fridays a month we'll have an evening sessions. And this town we're in, it's historic, hard to describe without seeing it. It's small. I think there are 24 tasting rooms in about a four-block area. But there's a lot of fabulous musicians, and we've gotten to know them. So we kind of worked hard, put together a schedule. It's out online now. Some of the local papers carry it. And, of course, we'll have posters up around town. But pretty excited about that because with our name, we have a strong association with music. We're well supported by the musicians in town, and we're happy to do back, you know, and give them gigs and let them make some money and so forth. So all in all, it's going really well. Very happy about it.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Bob.
You're welcome. It was great to talk to you. Are you coming to DAC this year?
I wouldn't miss it.
All right. Well, I'm sure I'll run into you there at some point.
Definitely. Well, thanks again, Bob.
Thank you, Amelia. Bye. Great talking to you.
How about a little DAC news you may have missed? So did you see this year's DAC is going to include an AI and machine learning program? It's true. I know. Fish Fry has had so much stuff about AI lately. Maybe I should launch a sister podcast. It's just about AI and machine learning. You know, maybe call it Amelia's Weekly Clam Bake or something. So yes, AI and ML track at this year's DAC. They say that this program will highlight advances in the field with a focus on design and design automation at the cross-section between machine learning and artificial intelligence algorithms and hardware. Yes. There will also be artificial intelligence and machine learning keynotes, IP tracks, tutorials, workshops, and Sky Talks on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at DAC. And one particularly cool artificial intelligence event on Wednesday is the free Doulos Lunch and Learn Taster Session, Python for Scientific Computing and Deep Learning. Yes, you mean I can geek out on Python and get a free lunch too? Sign me up. So just for you, my listening audience, I did a thorough perusal of the different sessions in this program, and my choice for the Do Not Miss session is The Future of Computing, Pushing the Limits of Physics, Architecture, and Systems for AI. So this presentation, that takes place on Tuesday, June 26th at 9:20 a.m. and in room 3008, will cover state-of-the-art computing for AI as it exists today, as well as a roadmap of innovations that will lead us into the decades to come. This includes the importance of approximate computing, both algorithms and hardware, analog devices for AI, and quantum computing for AI. Dario Gill from IBM Research will also highlight how these innovations bring forth both challenges and unique opportunities for the design automation community. Sounds super cool. And my choice for the Do Not Miss Sky Talk is DARPA is building a silicon compiler. Yes, that sounds cool. This Sky Talk will take place at the DAC Pavilion on Tuesday, June 26th at 1 p.m. Now, did you know that DARPA has two new electronic design research programs? Yeah, so to tackle the time and cost issues surrounding SoC, SiP, and PCB design, DARPA has created the Intelligent Design of Electronic Assets, or IDEA, program, and also the POSH Open Source Hardware, or POSH, program. The aim of these two research programs is to create a universal hardware compiler capable of automatically generating production-ready GDS2 drawings directly from source code and schematics. In essence, developing the equivalent of a software compiler. So, this session in particular will discuss technical challenges associated with building a universal hardware compiler, and will also provide analysis of the potential impact it could have on the current semiconductor ecosystem. And of course, finally, my Do Not Miss Party of the Design Automation Conference 2018 is the Denali Party, of course, because it's a mainstay of DAC every year, and also because I was a little too late to get a wristband for the verified party. Oops. Stay tuned, though, because if there's a will, there's a way. All right, I think it's time to turn off the mic for now, but please, if you see me on the DAC show floor, stop and say hi. I'm really not that scary. Well, most of the time. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should! You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed, check out our Fish Fry archive, or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 16th, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.